This is RSPNB Update for the week of October 23rd, 2005, episode 20. Hello everybody, good morning, good evening, good night, wherever you may be. This is RSPNB Update from the High Desert. This is Pika69, Shane 12088, and Brad.
Okay, yes, 12088 is exactly how it is supposed to be pronounced, not 10288. Anyways, episode 20 here. We're with Brad this week, who is in Berlin,
yes.
I believe, yes?
Hello.
All right. I guess that means affirmative, you're in Berlin?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. That's good, we're all staying in the same place. We wouldn't want to be rotating position points randomly. Anyways, this week we're going to do the show as we normally do. This week Pika is back. He appeared mysteriously after we had finished recording last week's show. Yes.
Mysteriously. Yes. It was a conspiracy against Shane.
Then how come Chris was here? How about, what do you guys say we get started with this show?
I say we start.
Yeah, just a slight programming note. We're recording on Thursdays now, Thursday nights, because of a reason beyond my control.
Because I got a job, and I will be working weekends now. That's right, people. I have a job. I have a real life, actually, surprisingly. So,
Alrighty.
Let's go on.
Okay. First matter, we have all these RuneScape updates this week. I thought there was supposed to be another third quest or something coming out this month. Did you guys... I read that on the beginning of the month preamble, the October behind the scenes. Something to do with pirates. But obviously that wasn't this week, so we're just going to talk about once we have this week.
Pirates?
Yeah, I'll read this first part of the update for this week right now. The update, as RuneScape calls it, is Mogers, Lizards, Pet Fish, Potions, and Potatoes. Potatoes, yes.
Oh, I have
Skippy and the Mogers. A new resident of the Rivington area can be found hurtling bottles and insults into the ocean. Skippy was once a fisherman, but he now enjoys nothing more than a hard day's ranting about the huge evil monsters that shattered his sanity. Players who manage to swing some truth from his deluded rantings may unlock the secret of the new Slayer monster. The Moger.
The Moger.
Yeah. Anybody here fought any of them?
Or what is a Moger?
I don't know.
Or could it be something ogre? Because Jogers are jungle ogres.
So maybe
Zogers
a
are zombie ogre. So what's...
So what would the M be for? Like murderous. The murderous ogres.
I suppose.
Or mud ogres.
Has anybody even walked and went to have a look there?
No.
What a Moger is?
I don't think anybody will.
I rarely leave the fishing guild.
That's a good one. I rarely leave my own desktop environment. Been working on some RSPNB stuff. Anyways. I don't know. I haven't seen any Mogers around. Maybe somebody will actually go out and look at one. I haven't gone out and looked at one. Maybe. I don't know. I don't even know what a Moger would look like. I'm betting kind of brown and maybe looking like a Jogger.
Maybe it's a very small and innocent looking creature. Like a bunny.
Oh, maybe.
But then it's like level 200 and like kills you.
I don't think so, Pika. Anyways. Fish bowls and pet fish is the next part of the update.
Sweet.
Players that now enjoy talking to fish more than eating them will be quite happy with this update and to the glass-blowing section of crafting.
Yes.
Fish bowls are now available and waiting to be filled from the aquarium in Catherby. So, Brad, you were telling me earlier in the week that you know how to get one of these. Do you care to enlighten us on the process?
Okay.
Yeah, it's really easy.
First, you need molten glass, which
yes.
is easy enough to get. Then you use a glass blown pipe pump with it to make a fish bowl.
Whoa, man. Easy, Shane. Easy there.
Right, which requires 42 crafting. And then you need to fill it with water.
And then you have to put seaweed.
Yeah, and then you have to put seaweed in the bowl.
And then you gotta talk to the guy.
Yeah, a guy in Catherby will say a tiny net potato pieces.
Then he's like, dude, you wanna catch some fish? And you have to be like, okay. And then you buy the tiny fishing net for 10 GP. Because, like, I tried to buy one from him by trading him and it wouldn't work. And I got really mad, like, nobody else could get one either. So.
And then
don't be a noob.
And then
don't, act like a noob and, like, freak out so you just can't get the bowl and then talk to him. Okay, you can talk now.
Then you talk to...
Yes, let Brad continue.
And then you ask him about fish food, and he gives you an empty fish food box, which you need to fill up by using crushed guam and seaweed. Or you can get from the spawning drain or manor.
That's what I heard.
Well, this post in the forum just says seaweed, so it could be.
I don't know.
And there are different types of fish.
Yeah, colored ones, right?
Yes.
I got a green one.
A spiky...
No, you got a green one.
Spiky fish, which requires level 50 fishing to catch.
I can catch it.
You guys
you guys have me beat in fishing there.
I got 82 fishing.
I have 85.
I have 53.
Lame.
Face it.
James yes. The noob.
Yeah, if somebody would want to take the position of site admin or site owner for a day on RSBNB, I would certainly go raise fishing or any of my other skills.
Farming.
No, that's already high enough. Level 48, 48 or 9, I think.
Your farming can never be high enough. Farming is life.
No.
Okay, on to the next update.
LEM and Associates?
Yes.
Something afoot is in Alcard. Those of you who have been helping out Ali with his business enterprises, my friend, that he seems to have something else planned soon. Now he has some associates to help him. Has anyone been there to Alcard recently?
No.
Well, I guess since you guys are stuck in the fishing guild, I'm the one to go there. There's a new camel there. It'll either try and stomp your foot or spit at you. I think that's enough about that one, just new camel that tries to stomp your foot or spit in your face.
Man, that camel's like a rebel. He's like, no, humans, you cannot ride me. You cannot exploit me for my labor. Camels have rights, too.
Alcadrius.
Okay, anyways. Back on, there's new cooking edition that involves potatoes.
Potatoes,
cheese, and butter.
Yeah, you can now just eat potatoes raw, and it doesn't. And when you eat it, it says it doesn't taste very good. It's like yucky or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, you can put them on a range and like bake them, and then you can put butter on them, and then you can put cheese on them. But you can't put cream on them yet, because I tried.
Oh yeah.
And then you can make butter and cheese.
Cream, cheese, and even butter.
There is no cream cheese, it's just cream and cheese.
Yeah.
No cream cheese.
That's right.
Okay. So, in order to make the cream and make the cheese and butter and all that, you gotta use a bucket of milk on the thingy in the farming place by, that town.
What is the name of the town? I forget.
Falador.
Right.
It's by the farming place north or south of Falador.
Oh, that one. No, I think that's the main farming area.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, okay. I don't know, I haven't done anything like that.
I did not explain that very well, but whatever. Yeah. You can bake potatoes now. That's important.
That's the update we're trying to get across.
You can now bake potatoes and get fat off of putting cheese and butter on them.
Okay.
They look really cool.
Yeah, baked potatoes do, don't they? Okay.
Desert Wizards.
No, next thing is a Herblore edition. Okay. An addition to a Herblore. It would appear, yes, the Herblore edition. They changed their notes on the RuneScape updates earlier this week. I'll read the version I have right now. The Herblore skill has been expanded by one new potion. The Cerrodomen brew, which requires level 81 and the following ingredients: toad flax, crushed bird nest, and toad flax and crushed bird's nest. And gives a boost to hit points and defense, small reduction to attack, strength, magic, and range. A complement to the Potion of Zamorak.
Yes.
And they did change something this week. It wasn't reducing,
magic and ranged.
Yes, that's right. And you were saying something about this earlier?
Yes, it was because what I heard on the forums that people were using it to kill the level 702 at fight pits, and it made it too easy for a while.
Hmm. So they have to make it harder then.
Yep.
I don't know. What do you think about that?
It's good.
It seems hard enough as it is to kill the 702, so I don't think one potion could make a big difference.
I definitely agree with that stance on that position there. I don't know, Herblar upgrade for all you guys who have Herblar. That's high enough to do it. I don't know, it's not me.
Level 81.
Yeah. The Gnome Ball coach? Anybody play Gnome Ball regularly?
No.
Okay.
Does anyone?
I don't think so. Anyways, it says, up at the Gnome Ball field, the players have another gnome to contend with. Their frustrated coach, in between his shouts of encouragement to the team. He may spare you some time to answer questions on the game and its various intricacies. His knowledge spans from the tactics and history of the game to the strange stars who've earned their fame over the year. He walks around the edge of the field himself. You can recognize him by his distinctive cap, mustache, and sheepskin coat. So basically ask him about questions, I guess. I don't know, I don't play Gnome Ball. I don't know. You guys... Gnome Ball, when was the last time you were actually up there?
Probably for a drop party.
Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing.
Never.
Like a year ago.
It wasn't a year ago.
It was a long time ago.
Yes, back in April.
Oh, back in April, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Back when I still had good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But besides that, I shall not go into there, as it grieves me much.
Alrighty.
But,
Alright, if you don't want to go into that then, we'll just go into two new random events, the Pillory and the Drill Demon.
Oh, I saw the picture of the Drill Demon, it looks pretty cool. Yeah.
The armor from that
is tradable. The demonic army is forming. Huh?
You get armor as a reward from the Drill Demon, and it's tradable.
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
So people are selling for high prices.
It's tradable?
Yes.
Oh, how high?
I saw the camo top, which looks like a tree. Was on the forums for about 500,000.
Oh.
Well, this is just, God. I've seen a lot of people selling. I don't know for sure it's tradable, so. But I presume.
Yeah.
Because I've seen about 20 people selling them, so.
Well, I don't know. I haven't had any of these or hardly any of the other ones. Pillory. Would-be thieves should be warned that the local law enforcement are cracking down on crime. If caught, you could be sentenced to the pillory, where you'll be humiliated by your fellow players as they pelt you with rotten tomatoes. However, if you're innocent, it should be fairly easy for you to select the right keys to release yourself and get a little gift for being wrongly imprisoned. Get them wrong, however, and you're likely to have an extended stay. So basically, I guess if you're thieving, they put you in jail?
Yes.
I guess so.
There's three in...
Are these all in... Are these all in, like, one area?
No, there's
or?
Three in Varric, three in Yenil, and three in Seers. Three of the key.
Oh, okay. Oh, and then do you have to walk back to wherever you were?
Yeah, I guess so. I think it's
kind of lame.
I think it's hard to get out, though, because I read on the forums that somebody got selected the answer wrongly, and they got stuck in there and they couldn't get out for 2 hours. Which is either a lie or it's a very difficult random event.
Yeah. 2 hours playing time or real
time?
2 hours
playing time.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's kind of lame.
And they didn't log out though, so they were just... they had a lot of people trying to telly them out with telly other, but it didn't work.
Oh, that doesn't work, no. Eh? I don't know. What did you guys rate this week's updates?
Two
out of what?
Five.
Five.
Oh, out of five? A two. They tried it. Some of it's good. I like the potatoes. The fish. I don't see the major advantage in having a pet fish. Let's see. The ollie, the desert lizards.
Oh, we didn't even talk about the desert lizards.
Oh, we didn't?
No. Well, I'll give this one a 2.5 out of 5. Anyways, the desert lizards are a monster, of course. It's another slayer monster that you have to fight in the desert.
I heard something about them. I heard that they, well, at least on the first day, they dropped shield halves at a very, very high rate. People were getting 5-6 shield halves from them from a few hours there. So whether that was a bug really? Or not, I don't know.
So, excuse me. So basically, if you live in one of these areas where it's a formidable time for you to play RuneScape when these updates come out, is you can use all these exploits to your advantage.
Yes, that would be England.
Oh. So basically, they're saying that the Western Hemisphere is pretty much screwed then for using these exploits if all these other people get exploits.
Well, I suppose if you abuse the bug in a serious way, you're more likely to be banned anyway, but...
Yeah, well, I don't think the guy who got 30 dragon chains when the Dust Devils first came out got banned.
But
I don't know.
Well, meh. No,
what?
Nothing else.
Oh, you're done? Yeah, okay, well, I won't be going to fight those because they're in the desert and I don't want to be taking water and everything to go fight some monster. So, I think we're done with RuneScape updates. How about we move on to questions? We have 4 questions this week. First question is from Alex43, who appears to be resident on sending in audio questions every week. That's good, though. We like audio questions, don't we? Okay. Well, here we go. So this is going to be a bit quiet for a time because I have to play the question.
Ali Morrison has brought some associates, including a bunch of camels with names and personalities. I personally think he's going to take over Alkarid and turn it into a large market and gain a great profit for himself. But that's just me. What do you guys think Ali is up to bringing all these merchants and salesmen from Polyphnic?
What do you guys make of that question?
I believe that it's...
You think they're up to something?
It's just capitalism. It's just, starting your own business and hoping people buy your products because it's better or cheaper than the other products.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I haven't really seen any. I saw the camel. I don't know if that's an assistant of him, is it?
The camel is secretly Zaros.
Oh, okay. I thought Bob was Zaros, but okay. So, I don't know. You think there's any specific reason they're bringing in all these people from the desert town?
No. I can't see any obvious... anything it'd be leading to.
Okay. Well, I'll give you guys my theory right now on this. Say the people of Polyvinich have this technology that lets them see into space, you know? And they can see this asteroid coming. It's going to land on the desert, so that's why they're bringing in all these people to Alkarid. Because it's going to kill the entire desert area. Then on this asteroid, there's going to be a... hidden inside is the Zaros headquarters.
Right. That's a little far-fetched, isn't it?
Well, an asteroid could land in a desert area, right?
Yes. But how would Zaros, from being an ordinary an ordinary god, have managed to get inside an asteroid in space?
He's got magical powers.
Maybe the asteroid will have, like something inside of it. Like a
mothership?
Yes. And aliens will invade RuneScape and take over.
Be me up.
And we will be enslaved.
I don't know. Maybe they're just, as Pika said, trying to make some more money with capitalism. That's probably the most normal thing. Right?
Yes.
I don't know. Let's just finish up with these questions now. Do you think the new potion, which gives hits and defense bonuses, is a good idea?
It was before they changed it.
What exactly did they change? They made it not reduce magic?
When it was first released, if I'm correct, it didn't drain magic and ranged. It just took off melee and added the hit points and defense bonuses. But now it doesn't really give any... Unless you drunk a Zamorak potion and then Sir Adam and Brew. It might. They might just cancel each other out.
I don't know. What do you think, though? I don't know. Like, this potion, like, there's a Zamorak one, so there has to be a Ceridoman one, but they need a Guthix one, don't they?
What would that do?
It would do everything.
So it would be like the Sir Adam and Brew and the Zamorak potion combined?
Yeah, that's right. I don't know. Level 90 to make. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Good idea. I say yes. Brad?
Yeah, yes. Even better if they hadn't
Pika.
Changed it.
Yeah, okay. Pika, yes on that question? Okay, that question was from Me Mental 2. Do you think the new
the new potion. Yeah, it's good.
Do you think the new pet fish will open up a new and interesting storyline, such as the mysterious Zoros? It's from Kursala.
Yes, the fish are Zoros. The spiny one is.
Maybe, I don't know.
The fish could be
the
minions.
The green fish
Oh, yeah, minions.
The green fish incorporate the spirit of Iban, so watch out for those.
I don't know. Possibly you might need a fish for some future quests. So, I don't know. I'd say possibly yes.
Possibly.
To that.
I think there's more chance it's going to be used in a future quest, but quest about Zoros.
Yeah, that's questionable, I'd say. Yeah. I don't know, I think we're done with that one, eh?
Yes, okay.
I don't know, it seems like Pika's not even here. Is he here? You're not very active.
Sorry, I'm writing a rant right now about our government. Because my teacher gave us an essay, and it's like, how would you evaluate your local government on the present federal government based on Jefferson's standards? So it's a pretty fun essay. Anyways, back to RSB&B update. Let's move on to the next question.
Okay.
And this one is from...
you want to read this one?
I think I will.
Okay.
Do you listen to the RuneScape music, your own music, or nothing whilst playing? And that is from Skate Ikley. Well,
okay.
Skate Ikley, personally, when I play RuneScape, I like to listen to what's ever on KFMA. That's 101.3 and 92.1 in Tucson, Arizona.
Alrighty.
And if I do not listen to the radio, sometimes I play with nothing at all, or I watch TV. Mostly Fox News, the History Channel, Discovery Channel, Discovery Health, and those other good stations.
I see. Brad, what about you?
A combination of my own music and nothing. The RuneScape music is pretty mediocre.
Yeah, it is pretty bad, actually. I don't know. I don't do hardly anything, listen, unless it's on the weekend or something, listening to one of the radio shows or podcasts. I don't know. I think that's probably the consensus of most RuneScape people, is that they don't listen to these RuneScape music midis that they put out for the game. I think that's a consensus among a good majority of players. Anyways, that question was from Stake Ickley. Thank you. I think it's time for
Tech Stuff.
That's right. We're calling it Tech Stuff this week, rather than Tech News.
Technical Advances in Society.
Sure.
And that's Tech Stuff.
Yeah, okay.
It's good like that.
I'm going to start with NVIDIA releasing a GeForce 7800 512 megabyte of RAM video card. As you guys know, video cards are essential for game playing and everything, game playing manually. Because when you're playing games, that's your main thing you're worried about is your frame rates and whatnot. But anyways, this new card will put NVIDIA ahead of ATI, which is another graphics card company. So, it's definitely something, a video card is something that you definitely need. 512 megs of RAM on a video card, not needed right now, but Possibly later on it will be needed. I don't know, what kind of video cards do you guys have?
I have no idea.
Also no idea.
You guys on laptops right now?
Yes. It's a good one, because it has color, believe it or not. So
Yeah, well, that is good, isn't it? Most laptop ones just have Intel integrated video or whatever.
Yeah, that's probably what I have.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. Why don't I open up my computer right now? Just for you, Shane.
No. No, you don't need to do that.
Let me get a sledgehammer and break it up. Just right now, just for you. So you can go to bed tonight knowing what kind of video card I have.
No, that's okay.
Why don't I just rip it out and mail it to you?
No. Anyways, I have a ATI Radeon 9600 Pro in mine. That's what's in mine.
I have no idea.
For a few years.
That means nothing to me. Like, what is that?
ATI is the other video card brand. 9600 Pro is an older type video card.
Okay, so...
But it still gets done what I need to get done, so that's good.
So your video card's like all old school?
No, it still works for what I need it for. So, I don't know. Speaking of you guys being on laptop computers, you guys have LCD screens, correct? Yes?
Yes, sir.
Like, open up a window that has a black background, and you'll see ghosting when you move your mouse really quick.
Yes.
That ghosting is because of response times with your screen. Anyways, there's a new type of LCD screen that has a response time of 3 milliseconds, which is incredibly fast, because that way it will reduce all this ghosting that you see, and it'll make it make LCDs a viable option for game playing, which is good, because LCDs are so much thinner than the CRTs, because that's what I'm on the CRT right now, so... Yeah, just some advancement that eventually people will be able to use LCDs for gaming. So, and they look better too. So, I don't know. I think people will eventually move to LCD. What do you guys think?
I think that we should just go back to the old glass tubes and forget all this new technical crap.
Well, then you wouldn't have your laptop. I know. Oh, just something.
The world would be better without laptops.
No.
The world would be a much happier place.
No. No. No, I don't think so. I think we're done with this. Reduce ghosting, make a viable alternative for gaming, which is good. And then, finally, you guys have wireless, do you guys take your wireless laptop other places besides your own home network?
Not usually.
No?
No.
Brad, what about
no,
you?
No, because my wireless runs really slow.
So you're connected to an actual thingy right now, like an Ethernet
cable. That runs around the wall.
Oh. And it runs through your house?
No, because I've got the router in my room.
Oh. Okay. Oh, so you have more than one computer then. Okay. Well, basically what you need to do is, if you're on wireless, which everybody who is and who has network shares, like the shared documents folder, if you have critical stuff in there, you should really set up a password for people to access your wireless shares. Because if not, it's virtually open and anybody could just go in and see what you have shared. And if you're like Pika or some other people, you might have some other stuff shared that you don't want other people to see. Does Pika have anything shared? No?
I don't like sharing.
Okay. Well, you want to do this, we'll have instructions on the website to show how to do this, which is good. Basically, it just locks down your entire share so that other people can't access them. Moving on. You guys all know TiVo, right?
Yes.
Do you have TiVo?
No.
We don't have TiVo here.
Yeah.
Do you guys have anything
like TiVo?
That?
Maybe.
It's a way to record TV shows. It's a box that goes with your TV and it records TV shows to hard drive.
No, I don't think I've got that.
I have a cable box that kind of does that, I guess.
Oh.
Some cable operators have that, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. Well, the thing is, in the US they have this thing called TiVo, which is a good piece of equipment, but I don't know. Some countries don't have it, and some do, like the U.S., but I think it would be good if other countries would be able to have it, because basically it would get rid of the need for a VCR. You guys still have one of those?
I have a VCR, but I've never used it. maybe yes. Once to watch one of those VHSs, those old ancient technologies.
I sadly still have one of those and actually use it. Because we don't have... There's no really good PVR technology here. PVR is the personal video recorder that a TiVo is. And we don't have any of those here. But there is a thing that TiVo might be coming to Canada. So I just thought I'd bring this up, that TiVo is something that if you're in the U.S., you've probably heard of it, but
can't you just
like
get one online and have them mail it to you?
Well, you need to connect up to the TiVo servers to use it.
Gasp.
To, like, get listings and whatnot.
They're tracking what you watch, Shane. The government's watching you.
They use that for ratings, actually, you know? Actually not.
Okay, let's go into rants now.
No one cares
about TiVo.
I just want to close this thing up on TiVo, actually. Just TiVo is... Check if anybody there has it, and PK, I bet some of your friends have it, too. So
maybe.
I don't know. Maybe.
I wouldn't know.
Well, just something I thought I'd highlight, because it's kind of a new type of technology.
Hey, guys, if you have TiVo, then send an email to Shane. Saying you have TiVo.
Yeah, we're moving on to rants now.
Yes.
Pico wants to read this first rant.
Wow, this first rant is, like, big. Okay, so I'm not allowed to say the poster, right?
No, we don't say people's names.
It's from that one guy.
Yes. Okay,
that one.
Read the rant.
Okay, it says, Nur, I want some dragon stuff. I got lots of ideas that people might like.
Oh, you missed the part where it says pick's nose.
That's the best part.
Okay, Nur. He goes, Nur, I want some more dragon stuff. Pick's nose. I got lots of ideas that people might like. Okay, and here's the list. Dragon two-handers, dragon three-handers, dragon guns, dragon grenade launchers, dragon butter knives, dragon... something. Dragon bomb, dragon invincibility potion, dragon handy dandy notebook, dragon pansy, dragon dodgeball, dragon willow bow. Oh wait, dragon gnome balls, dragon cannonballs, dragon transformer robot, dragon BB gun, dragon SUV, dragon willow bow, dragon beer, dragon shark, dragon kebab, dragon action figure, dragon cream. Dragon fingernails, dragon batteries, dragon Game Boy, dragon dragons, dragon cake, dragon ice cream cone, dragon toilets, dragon toilet paper, dragon potatoes, dragon rakes, dragon emotes, dragon auto miners, dragon cats, dragon pizza, dragon cows, dragon shirts, dragon ultra super duper heavy metal blade, dragon men, dragon women, dragon milk, dragon needle, dragon thread, dragon cannons, dragon Santa hats, dragon peanut butter, dragon teeth, dragon machetes, dragon eggs, dragon Valrock, dragon banks, dragon arrows, dragon hats, dragon staffs, dragon shoes, and dragon bars. And then there's another list that he continues with. Just a second, let me... Anyways, on to the list. Okay. Continued. Dragon nose picker... I seriously need one. In parentheses. dragon Chinese chicken salad, dragon computers, dragon salt, dragon seaweed, dragon water, dragon speakers, dragon calculators, dragon pencils, dragon pens, dragon butter, dragon game consoles, dragon owned houses, dragon tails, dragon capes, dragon pillows, dragon cameras, dragon couches, dragon iPods. I'm not sure if we can say that.
Yeah, you can.
Okay, good. Dragon teeth, dragon... dragon crackers, dragon party hats, dragon Reese's peanut butter cups, dragon wires, dragon world, dragon McDonald's, dragon sticky notes, dragon pens, dragon Cheetos, the food, dragon hard drives, dragon doors, dragon clocks, dragon beef jerky, dragon metal, dragon air, dragon life.
I think that's good enough.
Dragon TVs, dragon jackets, dragon zoo, dragon aim, dragon MSN, Oh, yeah, MSN. Dragon Rice, Dragon School, Dragon Pants, Dragon Dell, Dragon Almonds, Dragon Eep Eeps.
Dragon Eep Eeps!
What are those?
I don't know. What's an Eep Eep?
Like candies, I guess. Dragon Morrowind. That's a game. Dragon Planes, Dragon French Fries. Where was I?
Dragon Hoodies. Dragon Soccer Balls, Dragon Baseballs, Dragon Mountain Dew, Dragon Racers, Dragon Peanuts, Dragon Coffee, Dragon Learning Books, Dragon Base Poo, Dragon Poo, Dragon Hamsters, Dragon Scientist, Dragon Alcara, Dragon Locks,
Dragon Pick Locks, Dragon Buttons, Dragon Pencils, Dragon Lego Piece, Dragon Garlic Bread, Dragon Yo-Yos, Dragon Rubber Chickens, Dragon Juice Pouch, Dragon Juice Pouch, Dragon Flamethrower, Dragon Taco, Dragon Guild, Dragon, Hero, Dragon, Bull, Dragon, Butter, Dragon, Cream, Dragon, DVD Case, Dragon, PlayStation, TM, Continued. And then just Dragon, Dragon.
Oh my. I don't know, what possess someone to do this?
Extreme boredom.
Yes, extremely. Wow. I don't know, I wouldn't even do that.
The sad thing is he probably wasted like half an hour thinking and typing all of those.
In the meantime, he could have been raising his skills.
Okay. So,
I guess, what's the point on this one?
I like the... I want some dragon pencils. That'd be pretty cool.
I want some dragon e-peeps.
I want dragon MSN. Some dragon hamsters. That'd be pretty
People
elite.
People do ask for too much dragon stuff. So, like, you know, dragon fool.
Yes. Maybe that's really? The point on this. Not to ask for too much dragon stuff.
Well, because back in the day, I remember, when I first became a member, there were dragon longswords, dragon daggers, dragon spears, dragon...
Mediums,
and square shields, and that was it.
Right. Dragon battle axe.
Yeah, battle axe, and that was it. There were six dragon items, I think.
Mace.
Mace, and...
Mace, long, spear, dagger, some other stuff.
Yeah, and just two pieces of armor. And and things were good.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have dragon everything, and the novelty of having dragon has gone down.
Yeah, I guess that's the point of this. Ah, well, obviously somebody spent lots of time typing and can type fast. Moving on to the next rant. Brad, do you want to read this one?
I want to read it.
Let Pika read this one.
I want to read it.
He's coming out of his cage.
I want to read it.
Okay, come on.
Can I read it?
Yes, great. Cool.
Okay, seriously, this game to all you people... This is a message to all you people that have this girlfriend or boyfriend or great love in a game. Why would you have a computer character as a boyfriend or girlfriend? Are you a no-life? Or are you just too ugly in real life to get one there? I'm trying not to be a meanie. I'm just stating what I think. So do not flame or offend, please. This guy is really bad grammar. There are some situations I encountered over my time playing RuneScape. 1. A girl calls her so-called boyfriend her great love, yet she doesn't know him in real life. 2. A so-called couple pretends to dance with each other by following each other, yet they don't know each other in real life. 3. Two players go upstairs in this house and pretend to have star. I'm sure you can fill in the blank. 4. Two people dance and repeatedly say, I love you, to each other. 5. People get, quote-unquote, married in a RuneScape church. And much, much more. What I am trying to bring out here is that these acts are not right. Doing these things with a computer character is just wrong and says you need help. I am not trying to offend you people. I am trying to get you people to think about what you are doing. How can you fall in love with someone in a game yet you have no idea what he or she looks like or acts like in real life? I do have a girlfriend in real life. Yeah, right. so don't ask that question. I really don't think he does. He or she does. I want you people to think. Please do not be offensive. I support your rights to disagree. Happy posting and remember to think about it. I like how the grammar improves subtly over the entire post. Like, in the first, there's, like, no grammar. Then at the bottom, it's, like, very formal.
Yeah.
I have no idea what's going on here.
Well, I don't know. What do you guys think on this whole thing about the boyfriends, and girlfriends in RuneScape.
This guy, he talks like a Mormon. I cannot say anything other than that.
Okay.
I think it's up to the I had a girlfriend in RuneScape. Blah, I'm sad. But anyway, I think it's very much up to the player. I mean, I respect that people think it's sad, and people think, how can you do it when you don't know the person very well? But at the end of the day, it's these people's choice, and if they want to do it, I say let them. I'm not going to stand in the way of their fun, but I totally agree with this guy with the stance he's taking. I mean, if you don't like it...
Sometimes it does go too far.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, sometimes it goes too far, but I mean, if you don't like it, just, you know, don't do it yourself. There's no need to spoil others' fun.
That's right.
Okay, FFS people, just marry a tree like I did.
I think we're going to have to do something with that.
Was it a yew tree?
I married an oak tree. North of Ardonia. Not Ardug, like you say, Shane. It's Ardonia.
I say Ardoon.
My speech reader says Ardonia.
That's close enough.
Okay, well, where is this tree?
It's north.
Yeah, but there's lots of trees north of Adrogue.
We'll have to go gather around it sometime.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Why doesn't Pika go take a picture of it right now, and then we'll post it with the show?
Because Pika has homework.
Oh, okay.
Because Pika has a life.
Yeah, okay.
Sadly.
So it's an oak tree?
Yes.
And, Brad, what would be so special about a yew tree?
Because a yew tree, its logs are worth more.
I'm not worthy of a yew.
Okay, so how often do you go see your tree?
Oh, every now and then.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. I've already said my position on this rant right here. So, we'll just leave it at that for this one. Well, we're going to leave it at this right now. Okay, well, next thing we always do is, what are we doing on RuneScape? You guys can do this part. I haven't really done much RuneScape this week, as I've been working on some site stuff for releasing some stuff, getting the guides and whatnot ready.
Hey, Brad, what did you do on RuneScape?
I've been fishing, and then I fished some more, and then I fished a little bit more, and then to finish off, I did some more fishing.
I've
not left the guild since I was hacked. Oh yeah, I got hacked.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I bet, I don't know. It'd be pretty bad if the person who did it was on RSBNB.
If the hacker is listening to this, please tell me who you are so we can IP ban you. Please.
Oh, more than IP ban. More than IP ban, I think. I think that would be a good idea. I don't know. Yeah, well, we really, I don't think the hacker would come out and
okay,
listen,
to liven the show up so people don't fall asleep now, I'm going to explain what I did on RuneScape. I got level 82 fishing, 86 cooking, 20 farming. I went up 16 levels in like 2 days. Because I'm good like that.
Why are you doing farming?
Because you made me.
I didn't make you.
Yes, you did. A long time ago, you sent me an MSN message saying, are you still feeling bad about farming, with a little winky face? So I knew you were up to something. So I decided to get my farming up just to see what you would say.
And I said good.
You indeed said good. But as soon as I get like 40, you're going to send me on some stupid quest.
Oh, no.
And then you'll like make me map it out and like do a comprehensive guide for it and then like do all this other stuff. And
no.
I won't get a thank you or a thanks or nothing.
No.
Not even a cheesecake. So man, don't even like say anything to me, man.
No. That wouldn't happen whatsoever. Just continue on. What else did you do besides farming?
That's it.
That's it?
Oh.
Just farming?
I sold 1,400 sharks at once.
Oh, yeah.
For 900 each to someone we all know, but I'm not sure if I can say his or her name. because this person is doing a secret project that I had known nothing about. So, yeah.
Well, yes. So somebody is doing a secret project where they need Shark. Interesting.
Please tell me. You can anonymously email me.
Oh, we all know who it is.
Yes.
No, we don't.
Yes,
no,
we do.
No, we don't.
I think Brad's going to be.
I said
Brad
no,
knows lots.
We don't.
Brad knows lots.
I said we don't.
Brad knows lots.
I say we don't.
Yes, Brad knows lots.
I say we don't.
Okay.
I say I hope you don't edit this out.
Or else.
It's hilarious.
Well, I haven't been doing much on Runescape. We've been doing some site work, getting some stuff ready. So that's what I've been up to. RSBNB matters. We still need Treasure Trail things. So, yes, Treasure Trail clues are still needed for a Treasure Trail guide. I think we're about done for this episode of RSBNB Update. This has been RSBNB Update, Episode 20, recorded on October 27th, 2005. See you guys all next week. Bye-bye.
Adios.
See ya.
This show was recorded on Thursday, October 27th, 2005. Episode 21 will be recorded next Thursday. Just note that all future shows are recorded on Thursdays from now on. You'll be able to send your questions to questions@rsbnb.com or post in the topic that will be created. Thank you.